Dr. Jacobs, you've been quiet for a while. Let's look into the components of the recruiting process. When you in Kansas City have worked with athletes, parents today are putting more and more pressure on their kids to realize that this work they're doing when they're 12 and 13 and 14 is prime athletes, that it's going to end up with a scholarship. How often do you see that?
It doesn't happen nearly as often as parents think, Nick. The problem is, you know, and Fred knows this as well as anybody does, there's all this pressure on young kids today to play sports and to be really, really good at a young age. And parents start to get the idea that their kids are good enough to get a scholarship. They'll start spending all this money on private lessons, going to nutritionists, psychologists, personal trainers, and then oftentimes it doesn't work out. And the statistics show that the percentage of kids who play sports at an early age, and Fred, you probably know what this is, the percentage of kids who play sports at 8, by the time they're 16, it's dwindled down dramatically. And there are a lot of reasons why. But I think what happens is there's this pressure that parents think everybody thinks their kid's going to be, you know, look at Earl Woods and Tiger Woods. He was on The Tonight Show when he was 3 or 4, and now he's the greatest golfer of modern time. Well, you know, a lot of people see that and think that can happen to their son or daughter.
Well, you know what I think is interesting is you talk about recruiting in Florida here. The legislature in Florida created what is called a student-athlete recruiting task force, and they were to study recruiting. Now, you would think it would be that it's dealing specifically with recruiting high school athletes to go into the pros. What this is about more so is recruiting athletes from one school to the other, and that becomes a really topical subject when you talk about state championships and where did this player come from. At the high school level, as we may know, is that coaches will go out and recruit other players to come in and live with their grandmother, live with their uncles and aunts and whatnot so that they can be in their districts. And that kind of recruiting is a result of that we have non-educational teachers that are coaches, and we recruit anybody in off the street, former players, whatever, that want to come in and be high school coaches. They have no standards of education and what it's all about, and so therefore you have the recruiting problem.